Episode 377, August 20th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you punk?
The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Wow! Where did that come from? I kind of dug that.
It's our new opening song.
Damn.
Is that an original?
That is a Foreigner song.
Okay.
It sounds a little rushy to me.
Yeah. Is that our same guy singing?
That's Psych again. Yes.
Psych coming through. So you ditched the whole heart and soul thing?
Well, yes, because I didn't have anybody to sing it.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
Eric Woodworth is available.
Right. I love it. Excellent. Excellent, Robbie.
Thank you very much.
Hey, welcome. Cool. Yeah, welcome to the Rob and Katie show.
Hello.
This is a first. You've obviously
you've
been on, you know, several times with Joe and
Katie,
I.
Come in here.
And then you and Joe have done the show. But Joe is doing Ravens pregame. Can we check in on that? Check in on Joe Robinson, 98 Rob.
That's Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. He is on the field with his teammates.
Man. Okay.
Joe sounds better.
Yeah, wow. He sounds much better, more professional, like he knows football. I listened to a little bit, and are you turning him into a super Ravens homer? I mean, he was practically acting like Joe Flacco was Tom Brady.
You know what I think it is I tease him so much about how he's always saying, like, Ravens this, Ravens that, they're going to be great on this show, but he's actually a Redskins fan.
Right.
So I kind of haze him a little bit, and I'm like, I'm going to call in one day and just out you, and I think he gets self-conscious about maybe not being such a Ravens fan. It's going to show through.
So he goes overly positive.
Exactly. Like Keith Mills style.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, he sounded good when he wasn't blowing Joe Flacco on the air.
No, I'm really proud of him.
You are?
I listened to the last couple episodes, but this is his thing.
He's good at this. Yeah, I think it's good. I like it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Notice how they just took my segment. He never just like... You know, said, can I use your segment? He just did it. And they got like a production value for it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, obviously, what am I going to say? No, but still, you'd think he would at least say, hey, all things AFC North, we're thinking about doing that.
Yeah, maybe.
But
it
no.
doesn't sound like Joe, though.
No. What sounds like Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey, what's your favorite Bob Seger song?
How many times a day? When you're out, does Joe do a what's your favorite this or
top
rank your
five
favorite?
Petty songs? Go.
Yeah. How many lists is he constantly making people
Well, the
do?
Worst part about doing it is he's asking you for your list and you give your list and then he immediately shits on your list.
Yes, right.
I'm like, I don't want to tell you. I'm just going to tell you what I think your list is so we can end it.
Well, welcome, everybody. We got Robbie. We got Marcus. It's gonna be a good show. I just got back literally from Orlando. Haven't been home yet. I went straight from the airport to here. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was.
And all you're drinking is water. I should have had something for you.
No, I know. I need to stay off of that. You need coffee?
Whatever. Yeah.
Cocaine. I need something.
Exactly.
Right. It was a great weekend, but I got up. You know, I got like 4 hours sleep before, you know, I had to go on Thursday, drive to the airport. And then there was a long layover. So then we get there. And then, you know, we end up going out a little bit. And then we're doing press the next morning. So I get up at 6 for that. And then we're doing, we ended up doing this hour long podcast with these guys. It was a shout out to Tom and Dan. It was pretty cool, the Tom and Dan show. And then we went back to the hotel, and then I end up at the hotel bar in the afternoon, and then
just day drinking.
Yeah. So before I'm beat, and we haven't done one show yet. Literally, haven't done one comedy.
And you have
show.
A show that night.
Two shows that night.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then we do two shows that night, and then Doug Benson was in town doing his podcast, Doug Loves Movies, and he's Koechner got me on it. So we both did. It was at the club, the same where the comedy show is, the Orlando Improv. So at 4:20, we got there Saturday to do his podcast, his live podcast, which is funny that I'm doing a movie trivia podcast.
Oh my God, you should that see. Then you should have called Joe.
Yes. You know what? It was actually a lot of fun. I came in second overall. So
how is that? That's the worst movie trivia if you came in second.
Well, it's not that hard. It's,
what was it like? Finish the sentence. The lion blank.
Rob doesn't know that one.
I know. No. That was a bad question.
No, I'll give you an example. Like he'll start saying a movie and keep adding syllables and words until you finish it. Like, but it's an obscure movie. Like it was Puppet Master : The. But while he's doing this, we keep adding like jokes, like Puppet Master : The Crazy Rich Asians. You know,
oh, we saw
the
that.
Search for Spock. We keep adding things : Oscopy. Somebody says so.
Oh,
eventually, it's
I see.
But it's Puppet Master : The Littlest Reich. So you would never get it, but
no.
You keep the more you say,
the funnier it is.
Right. Finally, you get it just because she's sounding out words.
Well, and we did see Crazy Rich Asians. So.
Good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe really. Cried. Okay, go on.
Wait. Joe cried?
At Crazy Rich Asians.
Is it even sad? Is it heartwarming?
It's like a... There's like three...
Cried.
Yeah. There's... I mean, he can cry, like but it got him and he started
right.
tearing up. He had to wipe a tear. So...
Shut up! Like another game, he'll take in honor of Koechner, he'll take the movie Anchorman, and then we have to... go in order. There's five of us, four guests and him, and start. Somebody will say A and have a movie that starts with A, but there's a theme that will emerge. So if you guess the same movie that Doug, because then Doug will give his answer. If you guess the same movie that Doug said, then you win. And once you start hearing his answers for those movies, you see the theme. In this case, the theme was people involved in news. Network was the answer, the final answer. But so we're just going A, and then I have to like come up with a word, a movie that starts with N or whatever the order is. So that's not too hard.
No, I want to listen to that.
Yeah, it's really fun. It should come out. It'll be out by the time you hear this. And then we had to name people in the audience, just give out an actor's name, and we have to just go around and name movies.
Oh, I like that game.
So we actually got, well, they weren't the easiest ones. We had Michael Fassbender and Chris Rock.
Oh, that is hard. I mean, Chris Rock is just, you know, what, that Jackie Chan movie?
That's Martin. That's not Chris Rock.
It's
that's,
not?
That's Chris. What's the guy from Friday's name?
Isn't that
nobody?
The same person?
No.
Are you talking about Chris Tucker?
Yes.
They're the same person to me.
No, I did, that's where I came in second. There was two people left. And you have a lifeline, there's an audience member you're playing for, and it's a lot of fun. Doug loves movies. But I had New Jack City. I got a lot of Chris Rock movies.
I'm glad you had fun, because I don't feel like you like games very much.
Interesting.
Because you didn't show up to Quiplash last week.
You know what it is? I get
like, I'm not a comic, and
right.
I went, and I felt like you were missing.
You mean, are you talking about Tuesday night at Eric's?
Yeah, Eric's Quiplash, comedians playing Quiplash at, what is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But
some long name, but
yeah.
It was really fun.
Part of it is I get tired of being funny. Or trying to be funny.
What a horrible
life, I mean,
you have.
It's just like this whole trip, this will be... Did radio, this will be...
Yeah, that's true.
This will be the third podcast plus five shows. And then I come back and I don't... Like, I don't even want to have these long text strings. I just give up.
Yeah.
It's just too exhausting. But that night I was particularly tired for whatever reason. I don't remember. That was Tuesday. But Doug loves the movies. It was awesome. It was good. I had a good time on it.
Cool. I like Doug.
Yeah. And if he comes to D.C., he says I can do the show there when he does the improv.
Nice.
So, yeah. And one of the games he did, and this was not on our show, was the previous one. The guy from Stranger Things was one of the guests, the sheriff.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah. So Doug, surprisingly, huge Taylor Swift fan.
Huh.
He and his girlfriend, they've seen her 3 times on this tour.
Yes, Doug.
So he has a game called Swift Justice.
Okay.
Where he reads the IMDb description of a movie. And you have to name the movie. The movie is also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, my God, yes.
So I will see. Once I read the synopsis, if you don't have it, then I'll start reading the actors.
Oh, God, okay.
Frank is a retired, bored, and lonely, living off his government pension in a nondescript suburb in an equally nondescript house. The only joy in Frank's life is his calls to the government pension processing center when he gets to talk to his caseworker. Sarah is as bored and lonely as Frank and marks her conversation with the unknown Frank and her spy novels as the only things fun in her life. When something in Frank's past forces Frank back into his old line of work and puts an unwitting Sarah in the middle of the intrigue, Frank and Sarah begin a journey into Frank's past and the people he used to work with. So the cast, Bruce Willis, Mary Louise Parker, Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
You guys should have got it by now.
Red.
I know it.
Red.
I've never seen this movie.
But did you know that's a Taylor Swift song?
Of course I know it's a Taylor Swift song. I know every word to it.
Oh, really?
But I don't know anything about this movie. But I literally know every word to that song.
Let's hear some of it.
Loving you is like driving a new Maserati down a dead-end street. I mean, the chorus is singing
like Joe would sing it.
Nice. And loving him was red.
So yeah, that was a good time. So the shows were good. My Uncle George, haven't seen him in 15 years. He came to the show. So then I felt pressure to do well. Yeah.
Do you feel nervous to be like dirty when there's family around?
No, I know. I'm not that side of the family.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. There's certain family members.
Yeah.
But not that one.
Yeah. But we were in this hotel that had this, it's like a convention hotel. So they had this training, some seminar, this company they sell like high end, like shampoo and stuff.
Those are the
something.
Worst.
So this woman that we've seen her like 6 times. Every time we would go downstairs for lunch, she'd be there. And every time we'd see her, she then would have new information about Dave. Like, yeah, I saw your wife. She's really hot. I went and I saw this interview. Your kids are gorgeous.
What?
And it's like, she's like stalking him, right? And she gives me this shampoo packet thing. By the way, she's waiting. At one point, she's waiting to get his autograph for her daughter.
So I'm going to be Joe Robinson really quick. Was she hot?
She was. I mean, she's 50, but she's holding up.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So.
She's not a troll.
No. But she gives me this shampoo packet thing, sample. And when you do Doug's podcast, you bring a gift for the prize.
Oh, my God.
Because the winner. The guy, your person in the audience you're playing for, if you win, then they get all the prizes. So I gave my Once You Go What, You'll Still Be Tight t-shirt and the shampoo packet.
Nice.
Of course, then I see her the next day and she's like, did you use the shampoo? And I'm like, yes. But then she's smelling my hair and it's obvious that I didn't. Right?
Oh, so, my God. That's so awkward.
Yeah. So we keep constantly seeing her. At one point, she has to go back to training or whatever, or the seminar. And the waitress comes over. She goes, hey, do you know this woman? Because she didn't pay her tab. And I'm like, oh, she'd emailed me. She'd got my card. She'd emailed me.
What?
She'd Instagram me. She'd Facebook requested me. So I'm like, I don't have her number. Like, wait a minute. She didn't email me. And I do have her number because it's in the email.
Stop.
So now I'm calling her.
To say she didn't pay her tab.
Yes. And then she's text back. I did. And then I'm like, I don't know. They're just. And then she takes a picture of the receipts. And I'm like, oh, how am I in the middle of this? I'm like,
No, but you did get. All you needed to say was, I have no way of contacting her.
I should have just done
you
that.
Really should have just dodged it.
Yeah.
Because now she has your number.
She does have my number now. Yeah. Belinda. That's her name. So.
It does sound like a Belinda move.
I did this thing, and I think it was accidentally just came up with this, and I think it's a genius thing, and you will love it, Katie.
All right.
Because this is perfect for Joe and you. So I'm in this bar after the show. There's a couple that was at the show. Good-looking couple. Well, one of them was good-looking. And she had an engagement ring on, and I started talking to them. They got engaged a year ago, right?
Okay. Oh, they're a super cute couple.
I stood up and started yelling, "She said yes! She said yes!"
Oh, my
God. And I acted like he had just proposed.
Oh,
she
no.
flashes the ring. Everyone's buying them drinks. The bartender's giving them shots.
You know what? If we were bigger drinkers, we could pull that off almost anywhere we went.
Yeah.
But it must be, I mean, it's like food for us. Like, we don't really go to bars and drink,
right.
but like somebody might pick up the tab, so we should try it.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to say, you have the ring, you're flashing it.
Unless we're in some like Glen Burnie restaurant where they might recognize Joe's voice or something.
Or they'd be like, why would anyone propose here?
Well, he proposed at Marley Station
Mall.
That's
true. That's
so.
True. Yeah.
Just
you
saying.
You think that guy's good looking, Katie?
Well, no, she's hot though.
Yeah.
You saw the picture.
Yeah.
I don't really look at the guys.
Yeah, she was super hot.
Yeah, she looks too cute for him.
Yeah, and he was super hammered, too. I just said super twice in a row. It was stupid. so we talked a lot about Joe's bachelor party.
Yeah.
Well, but we haven't talked about your bachelorette party.
I mean, it's good timing because I'm working on my list of people who are going to be invited.
Okay.
Which is tough because now I'm thinking I might have like a mini one close by and then like a bigger, crazier one within driving distance. I don't want to do anything where anyone has to fly anywhere because they're already flying to Mexico.
Right.
So I'm not going to be one of those brides who's like, well, we're going to Vegas and we're going to Mexico. It's just too much money for everybody.
You mean like Joe's bachelor party?
Basically.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm either doing this is so basic, but like either a flannels and fizz weekend in the mountains. So like a big house in Deep Creek with like a whole bunch of chicks in their pajamas, getting spa treatments and like going to wineries and stuff. Or what I'm leaning more towards is an Ocean City white trash bash. And it's like straight up white trash everything, like Bud Light, hair curlers in, and wife beaters and overalls and just.
But it sounds like you're planning this.
Well,
no one's planning this for you?
No, my sister-in-law is planning. She's pregnant.
Gotcha.
So she is going to be involved in a lot of like the coordinating and the invites and the everything like that. But I think the theme and how crazy I want it to get is going to have to be on me because I have a whole group of friends, as you know, that are like to rage.
Yes.
And then there's obviously like some family who I feel like maybe we need to keep separate from them.
Can you have two separate, like a family bachelorette party and then a friend's?
Well, my mom is going to want to come.
Well, she's a wild
and
one.
And she is not the ones that I'm worried about. You know,
she'll fit right in.
She'll be all about it.
The
so
first
she
time
went,
I met your mom, she was drunk and hitting on Tawanda.
That is correct. Yes. So my mom wants it to be crazy. I don't know. I'm trying to think of it. Like what we're going to do, but it'll be within a 2-hour drive and it'll just be a lot of drunk basic girls.
How much money to have Gramps be a stripper at your bachelorette party?
I mean, I will pay any amount for it to not happen. So
Chris Restivo, stripper at your bachelorette party. He comes out of a cake.
No. I mean,
there isn't an amount of money.
There's an amount of money for me to get Eric Woodworth to do it.
Well, for free. I mean, that's
true.
Just funny.
But I kind of want Tracy to come too, so she can see all this stuff that she's been missing because she doesn't come to the shows very much.
Well,
so
she's
not
been missing his nudity.
That's true. I
she's
guess
she's seen enough of that.
She can
I'm sure.
see it anytime. But I mean, I think so. Here's Joe and I kind of got into this. I did play a trick on him to kind of see how he would react. We're going to get a butler, but it's not just any butler.
Oh, at the
bachelorette party.
Oh, at the bachelorette party. Okay.
It's a naked butler.
Yes.
And I told Joe that he was completely naked. Like nothing.
Just the bow tie on.
Just a bow tie. And like, he just lives with us and he like serves us drinks and he unpacks our things and he cleans for us and
he
cooks for us.
Bangs us.
Well, that's what he's like. He's like, well, someone's just going to like bang this guy if he's just like naked and sleeping with you guys. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's not really my, like, I don't really get to plan it. I just heard that's what might be happening. He's like, I don't know how I feel about this. So he won't be completely naked, but he gets pretty close.
So he's shirtless, obviously.
Yes.
Right?
And he's very expensive.
Okay. And so he does get down to like underwear or something?
He gets down to a thong.
A thong.
Yes.
And does he dance while he's serving you?
He will dance for you. He will cook, clean. He will press your clothes. He'll run a bath for you. Anything that you want.
Wow.
He will do it. I don't think you're allowed to bang him, but I'm sure for a certain amount of money you could.
And how long is his shift?
It depends. You can have him an entire weekend. for the night.
Don't say, but I want to guess the rates. So do you know the rates for one night?
I know for it's by the hour, yes.
Okay.
And they usually recommend 3 to 4 hours.
Okay. What do you guys want to take a stab at what the rate is? I'm guessing it's $150 an hour.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'll go 151.
Marcus?
No, I think it's closer to 400.
It is 200 an hour.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, but there are some that are more expensive, and I have a feeling it has to do with size.
Yeah, size of his.
Because they all look the same, but some are $400, some are, you know, $250, $300, and then some are just $200.
Whoa. Is that a cock ring?
And can he do that here? Can you have the bachelorette party here while Joe's just doing... Can he do Joe's laundry?
I mean, I guess. I do live Joe's laundry.
But not naked.
Not all the time.
No. I want to go to this bachelorette party. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about more of the butler that Katie will be banging at her bachelorette party. Rob and Katie show. Be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show from the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and The Newly Dead Game comes back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under $1 a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, September 8th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Dude, I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
That's Joe.
Okay.
I know his sneeze.
Do people really make this butler do things, or do they just talk to him and have him dance?
I saw videos because a friend of mine at work got her maid of honor, got her one for her bachelorette party. And he made drinks. He was the bartender. He ironed all the girls' clothes before they went out. Like, he was their pregame party guy.
I feel like this has to be a white guy. Otherwise, it's racist.
He is definitely a white guy.
Okay.
Yes.
If you have some Hispanic or some black guys, yes, you're servant. It just doesn't seem...
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, unless you're a bunch of black girls, and then it's...
Then it's okay.
Then it's ideal.
Then it's ideal.
Right.
Or is it? Maybe you'd want the white guy waiting on you hand.
Sorry, Rob. Yeah. I didn't mean to offend you.
No, I didn't mean it sexually. I meant you wanted to stick to the white man. Do work, bitch. I love the butler idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. If you had to choose someone in the Die Laughing Productions family to be the butler, rank the order of which you would choose them.
So... I'd have to choose Justin first.
Well, he has the best body.
Well, I'm not even worried about body. He would be the most entertaining. He would go.
Yes.
He would go 110%, and he would love it.
Yes, he would.
Then I go Eric.
Yeah.
He would embrace it. I'm going Sean next. Then Tommy. Dylan is obviously last.
Yes. Okay.
No offense. I would only pick from those
right.
three. You would be awkward.
No. Yeah.
It would just be weird.
Yes.
Robbie. No, that would be weird too. Speaking of, though, this is a true story. Frank Push, who's been on the show, his bachelor party, they hired a stripper. Mm. It was his cousin who showed up. They didn't know she was a stripper, and she showed up to strip.
Hello?
Well, speaking of strippers, you, if you guys don't know this, Katie owns another home.
I do.
With White Marsh, correct?
Yes.
And you've been renting it out, and I guess we told the story about the guns.
Yes, so great segue, because right. I've had the same tenants in there for a couple years. Before that, there was a guy who had guns that that disappeared. They thought Joe did it. I mean, clearly, he's not capable of that.
No.
But fast forward, I had a great couple in there. They're pregnant, 7 months pregnant. They have 2 or 3 dogs, so they're ready to get into like a bigger place, and they're leaving. And so we were interviewing tenants on Saturday afternoon, and the one we like the most, her name is Danielle, and she is a dancer.
Exotic dancer.
The local gentleman's club.
Good for her.
And
what's her stripper name?
I didn't ask her her stripper name.
That's not on your application?
No, but she did say, she's like, I know you asked for pay stubs. I can't give you pay stubs, but I can show you my bank statements.
Cash business.
And holy shit.
Is she killing it?
She's killing it.
Okay, when she shows you a bank statement, it's just you're seeing your checking account balance?
Yes. Ooh. So I last 2 months bank statements, I can see her checking and savings.
Is she
a black girl?
No, she's a white girl.
Is she she's got over 10 grand in there?
Yes.
Well, she's really doing well.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's doing very well. She's having issues finding a place because she doesn't have pay stubs and she has a pit bull.
Okay.
So certain places won't take that. She also asked me if she could install a home
stripper pole. Oh,
no, a home security system, which of course I'm fine with, but I think it's because she has a lot of cash and people might follow her home. And
they might.
I mean, thinking of stripper life, I mean, I'm sure her safety is like one of her number one concerns.
Was Joe acting old Joe around her?
No, it's funny.
So, what's your favorite song to strip to, huh?
So, how old are you? So, she came in and she was wearing a very, it was an interesting outfit. Like, her stomach was showing and stuff, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah. She had tattoos everywhere. And, of course, she leaves and Joe's kind of just standing there. But she leaves and he's like, hey, did you see, she's got a tattoo. That tattoo on her arm. I'm like, yeah, there was like 25 tattoos. Like, where is this going? So he was a little awkward about it, but we both liked her. She was super cool. She's going to make one of the bedrooms into a closet for all of her outfits and stuff.
All of her toys.
Yeah.
Bet you she says pussy.
I bet you she does. I bet you she does. I'm actually tempted to go see her sometime.
I agree.
Because
I'll go with you just to lend support.
Snatch, cunt, pussy.
But Joe did mention, he's like, yeah, I thought strippers had like, you know, bigger asses and bigger tits and stuff. I'm like, what? Like,
God, he's...
I'm like, oh my God.
What's the Mount Rushmore of stripper songs? Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Cherry Pie, right?
Yeah, maybe. There's probably got to be some rap song.
There's that one, I'm in Love with a Stripper song by T-Pain.
Yeah. Is there some Girls?
Yeah.
Molly Crew? Is
Walk This Way one of them? I feel like that's Aerosmith. I feel like that's strippery. Maybe not.
Bad Touch.
The Bad
Touch.
God,
no.
So that's exciting that you have a stripper life. So maybe she could do if Joe has a local bachelor party, maybe we can hire her.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, I don't discriminate. I also kind of feel like I have some street cred now.
I agree.
You know, so.
Look at you, Katie. You've got connections to 98 Rock, to the Baltimore Ravens, and to the Gentleman's Club in White Marsh.
If you need tickets to see, Bush, or if you need to go see Bush, I know connections.
And Under Armour, you got that. You got those athletes. So you can meet The Rock. Katie just got it. Can we talk about your new job at Under Armour? That you're super powerful now.
I have a new job at Under Armour, and I'm super powerful now.
Yeah, have like employees that work for you.
Well, yeah, I've had 7 for the last couple years. I now have more, almost double, and They're almost all guys.
Hey.
Which is weird because some of them are older than me. But it's the first time that, you know, a female manager has been in there. So
can we talk about
shake what, things up?
What one of the guys said? Can we talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. There's somebody who listens to the show who now works under me and is a little awkward
because
he's been listening to lots of episodes recently that
I wonder why
revealed a lot about his now boss.
Oh, nothing. You're just a normal woman here in 2018. Just doing what women do. Watch porn and say the word whole.
Hashtag me too.
All right, Robbie, I know you had some things.
I was in Ruby Tuesday. It was on Saturday.
Hey.
God.
Way to brag.
Why? Yeah.
We like the garden bar. What can I tell you?
Sure.
I spilled a little bit of food on my shirt. Well, first I have to tell you that my girlfriend, two times, she said, I think I smell pee. Do you smell pee? I think I smell pee.
Okay, that's not good.
She goes, do you think that waitress maybe had an accident or something? I say, I don't smell it. I don't know. I definitely smell pee a couple times. Anyway, cut to, I go to the bathroom to clean this food that I've spilled on my shirt. And there's a guy flat laid out on the bathroom floor. And I just like, oh. And all I want to do is wash my shirt and get out of there as quickly as possible.
Is he passed out or is he drunk?
No, he's awake.
Okay.
And he starts engaging me. He's like, I'm sorry, dude. I fell down. I can't get up. I'm really having a hard time. I just got out of the hospital. I'm on medication. And I'm thinking, why in the fuck did you come to Ruby Tuesday then? So I can't get out of there fast enough. Now, there's a half inch of water on the entire floor of the restroom. The paper towel dispenser has been pulled off the wall like he was trying to hold on to that as he fell. No. There's paper towels everywhere. The room is in chaos. And all I want to do is just wash my clothes and get out of there. But I realize I'm not going to be able to escape without trying to help this guy up. He reeks of urine. Oh. Reeks of it. So my girlfriend, she's got a nose. She smelled it all the way when that bathroom door opened. She smelled it.
She must hate it when Michael Chamberlain comes over to the house.
I don't know if what I hate more is that you're still going to Ruby Tuesdays or that happened to you.
So you have the dilemma whether to help him. I mean, you got to pull him up somehow.
I realize.
Is he a large man?
He's pretty big. I literally am stepping over him to get in and out of the restroom. That's how he's positioned. So he's engaging me. You know, he's asking for help without straight up asking for it.
Right.
So I realize I'm going to have to help him. But, of course, it's going to be hard because he's a big guy. And I don't want to, like, embrace him because he's got piss all over himself. So I have to do it with basically one arm, okay? So I get him stable. I get him to get his feet flat on the floor. And I take one arm. We grip each other's forearms. And I help him up.
And his pee hands?
Well, that's part of the story. So I'm holding him. I said, are you okay now? Are you stable? He's holding on to the wall in between the urinals. He's like, yeah. I said, are you sure? He said, yeah, I got it. So now, and I have no qualms about this, I went back over to the sink to wash my hands again. Okay?
Of course.
And right in front of him. I don't care. Guy falls down again.
If he falls down one more time, you'll start dating him.
Good callback.
Thanks.
So I was like, motherfucker. So again, I go over there.
He falls down again.
This collapses again,
I mean,
right?
At this point, are you not calling 911?
Well,
I'll just be calling the paramedics.
That's coming. So I'm like, fuck. And now I'm in it. You know, now I'm all in. So I go over there. I say, okay, get your feet flat against the floor again here. Push him against my feet. This time now he doesn't have any more strength. So I'm trying to lift this 200-pound guy by myself.
I would have asked for a manager or some help.
And I do not want to use two hands. I do not want to pick him up. You know, I don't want to grab him around the waist or anything. I'm trying to just do it with my one arm. And I get him about halfway up, and I realize this ain't going to fucking happen. So I'm like, I'm sorry. Let me call a manager. Let me call somebody and see.
Was he there by himself, or does he have someone with him?
He was all by himself.
This is the reason that nobody else walked in is because it's Ruby Tuesday and nobody goes to Ruby Tuesdays anymore. Or else you would have had more people coming in to help.
So I called the waitress over and the manager over and I said, this man who's collapsed on the floor, he can't get up. I've tried to help him twice. and I can't do any more. You guys are going to have to call somebody. You're going to have to help this guy out. So they had a young guy go in there, young waiter go in there. They seated him in a seat that was far away from the other patrons. You think they called an ambulance?
No, they just let him sit there and wait it out.
You think they called the police? They called a cab for him.
I mean, they must have known him, right?
Maybe, but can you imagine this poor cab driver? First of all, he's getting in the cab. The whole cab's gonna smell like piss. And then the guys can't get out in and out of the cab or make his way to his door. The cab driver's gonna have to help this guy.
God, I imagine this is what my future with Joe looks like.
This is 10 years from now.
Like, ma'am, your husband has fallen on the floor in the Ruby Tuesday's bathroom
again.
God damn it. Can you call a cab for me, please?
What would you do, Robbie, if you were going into the bathroom, but you were having an emergency number two situation, and you run in and you see this guy on the floor?
I would have had to go to the restaurant next door or something.
Yeah, you'd have to leave. At that point, you abort the
mission. I'll help you, sir, but I got to take care of this first, as he just lies there.
Oh, my God.
And talks to me the whole time.
Right.
So you didn't get his name? We can't have him on the show? Get a follow-up update?
No, I couldn't get that smell out of my nose for a day.
Did you see if he had any dog recommendations for me? Because apparently everyone
We
does.
Didn't get around to talking dog? About pets.
The dog search. How's that going? Thank you for all the people that are helping out.
Yes, I do want to say thank you because there have been a lot of people sending me a lot of information. I know that Saturday was, what was it, empty the shelters or clear the shelters day.
Clear the shelters.
National. Let me tell you about National Clear the Shelters Day. It's the worst day to go get a dog. The worst day you can go get a dog. We go to like the first shelter. The line is 50 people long just
May
to
ask
sign
what time
in.
You guys got there?
I don't know. 11:30.
Robbie's saying, see, you should have went at 8 a.m.
I mean, God.
Immediately, he's criticizing.
The event started at 10 a.m., Rob.
Okay.
No, that was just one place, Robbie. You don't know when every single place started theirs. So don't tell me it started at 10 o'clock when it started at 11 where we went. We were 30 minutes after it started. Okay. We weren't going to line up. We had to go meet the stripper, okay?
Somebody's sounding a lot like Joe Robinson.
I know. So we went to one place. We looked at some dog. It was pit bull. Some dog I could never identify. Pit bull. Nothing. Then we go. And then I see at the end of these cages, there's dogs that I like want to go see. And they're like, oh, no, those are the sick dogs. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they are. It's probably like the golden retrievers. Like,
right.
Anyway, so we go to another place. Nothing. Ironically, that night, a high school friend of Joe, who we've hung out with a whole bunch, she had mentioned months ago that her son had a German Shepherd who he didn't have time for anymore. He was like 16, 17 years old. He has a girlfriend now. He doesn't have time to exercise and take care of this dog. Great looking dog. And he was thinking of giving it up. And then I kind of didn't hear anything from her for a while. And then she messaged me on Saturday night and said, I think he's ready to give up the dog.
Okay, so we have a live lead here.
Correct. And she's like, I'm still talking to him about it, but I think he's ready if you guys are interested. So I told her, look, we'll take him for a weekend, see if how he does and like, you know, interacts with our house and us. And if we like him, we'll just keep him. And if not, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but we'll just have to give him back after a weekend.
And they're okay with that?
Well, I think she said, okay, we'll talk about it soon. I had gone over to her house, but it was her son's, you know, graduation party. So we didn't really get to talk about it very much, but I don't want to say yes and then it be this horrible nightmare. And then giving it back would make it things awkward. I wanted to make sure she knew ahead of time, like, hey, listen, I'm not guaranteeing this.
Does this dog have a name already? Obviously.
It does. I don't like it. I'm going to change it.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, a dog will learn its name in 2 days. You can change it.
What's the dog's name that you don't like?
Shingo.
Shingo ate my baby?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So we'll be changing
Shingo
that.
Shingo Unchained?
We'll be naming it The Dude.
The Dude, that's right. Take that, mm-hmm. Robbie.
We renamed our dog, and Joe always wants to call my dog by his previous name.
How does he know the previous name?
He never remembers it. He always asks me. I go, no, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to start calling him.
God, classic Joe.
That's the best. Rob and Katie Show. Be right back.
The Rob and Joe Show has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they with great luck have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I work with this guy, Devin, down in Orlando, the MC. Really, really funny guy. And this is a story about how sometimes when you tell a story, you leave out the end, the where are they now portion of the story. So he says it's a great story that he saw the original Anchorman in the movies, in the theaters, with the girl that he was seeing. And he's cracking up, and she's hating it. And she's like, oh, let's leave. And he's like, no, this is hilarious. She starts playing with his dick to get him turned on.
In the movie.
In the movies. Okay. And he's not having it. I'm like, I'm really liking this movie.
Power move.
And she leaves. And she drove. So she's out, right?
So he rejects her, and she gets mad and leaves.
In the middle of the movie. So he ended up calling on a payphone. That's how long ago. To, like, his mom to pick him up, right?
Oh my.
So I go, have you ever seen that girl since? He goes, yeah, actually, her face is all deformed. She got in this car accident. Everyone else in the car died.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, you know, I would leave that part off.
Okay? Yeah, make up something new.
Yeah, exactly. Or you say you don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, no, I never saw her again.
Yeah, because it's a really funny story about how much you loved Anchorman and you stood up for your desire to watch it. And now it's the saddest thing of all time.
Buzzkill.
He also told me a graphic story that I won't repeat, but this is the best nickname I've ever heard for a girl. That there was this girl in college that looked like Alicia Keys, but she was always like starving for like sex. So they called her Alicia Please.
We had a girl in high school. Oh my God, this is really mean. We shouldn't have done this, but she had like really big boobs, and she had those like walking assistant things
for her boobs.
Well, like I don't know if they were.
She
for
had
her
a
boobs.
Walker in high school.
She had
school?
Like things that you put around you to help you walk.
Yes,
and we called her tits on sticks.
That's probably
that was mean.
That reminds me when Joe and I worked at Longhorn Steak and Seafood.
Ooh.
And there was a family that came in on a very regular basis, and they had a girl who had a mechanical wheelchair who they would come in there and feed, and we called her Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
Marcus, you had any bad nicknames when your horrible childhood?
Yeah, unfortunately, when I was in high school, some people started calling me Skippy because they said I looked like the guy from Family Ties.
They started calling you it. Oh, man.
I've done comedy with Mark Price from Skippy from Family Ties.
I don't even know what Family Ties is.
And Skippy's funnier. He was a nice guy.
Family Ties brought Michael J. Fox into stardom.
Do you think that people don't respect TV as much as movies? Or is that just an antiquated thought in terms of...
Antiquated at this point.
Well, that's what I thought, but there was this...
Oh, I think TV's bigger than movies now.
It is now.
We were at the restaurant in the hotel, and there's the bartender's family was there. We met her the day before. And her dad, first of all, he keeps calling Keckner Todd, as in Todd Packer.
Oh, my God.
He says, hey, Todd.
I bet he hates it.
Right. And he goes, are you doing any movies? And he goes, no, I'm just doing TV now. He goes, so you know any movies coming out? He goes, no, I'm doing TV. I got the Goldbergs on CBS this fall. So are you doing any movies? Like
but how old is this guy?
He's the father of a 25-year-old.
Okay, so I mean, I get that because movies were bigger then. TV is cooler now. You think of like Game of Thrones and, you know, the Westworld and all these big, ginormous, huge budget series. That's what people like now.
Well, he's basically finally, Kechner's like, look, you know, the movies, the comedy budgets are different now. They don't want to make $25 million comedies that makes you $100 million. They'd rather make a $150 million superhero movie that makes a half a billion. And it's just and now why? But I'm like, why do you have to explain to this guy? Look, I'm doing TV. It's a pretty good gig. Yeah. Okay. And I'm doing comedy. Sorry, I'm not in any more movies. Like, he's turning down movies.
I think, but he's a generational thing, because I bet you that guy thinks of like sitcoms as TV, like Mike and Molly. That's like his TV.
Yeah.
The cool TV is like Khaleesi and Jon Snow. Like,
oh yeah,
that's hot.
Oh, sexy.
Aunt nephew relations.
Is it as hot as your love affair for Jeff Bridges?
Dude, Jeff Bridges. Okay, we saw Crazy Heart. This is how much we love movies. So I don't know what I'm like talking out of my ass, because we went and saw Crazy Rich Asians. It was very funny. It's just like a rom-com, but very funny.
Joe cried.
Yes, it was. At the end, it's like, it's not a spoiler. It's how every romantic comedy ends. Someone's getting married. There was like a moment. And there he is. And he got choked up. Then we decided to go home to watch another movie. Crazy Heart, Jeff Bridges.
They only watch movies with crazy in the title.
Yeah.
Correct. And I didn't realize how sexually attracted I was to Jeff Bridges, which also speaks volumes to my relationship now. But Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I look a lot like Jeff Bridges. Well,
hey, Joe.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Guess who just walked in? You're out of breath.
That wasn't an impersonation of
Joe. Yeah, I ran upstairs. I
ran from the station.
I didn't know what the hell was being set up here, so.
How old would you say Jeff Bridges is in that movie?
I mean, he's probably in his 60s.
God, so sexy.
That's good for you, Joe.
He has a line in the movie where he's
talking. I'll be there in 5 years.
He's talking to Maggie Gyllenhaal, and she's interviewing him because he's like this washed up old country star. And he said, I don't want to talk about that. And she says, well, what do you want to talk about? And he says, I want to talk about how bad you make this damn room look. And I was shook.
Do you want Joe to talk to you? A little more forcefully.
I don't have it
like
in
that.
Me, I don't think.
It would sound so ridiculous if he did.
Hey, this room looks like shit.
Hey, you make this room look like shit.
See, your impression of you is also Katie's impression of you.
Yeah.
You know, when you do an impression of you, you could just talk like you.
Yeah,
you
don't my regular to... voice.
Top five favorite Jeff Bridges movies. Go.
Big Lebowski.
I was kidding. Yeah. That's fine.
We try to do a Mount Rushmore of stripper songs in honor of Katie's new tenant, but...
Yeah.
It's harder than you think.
Did you
pour
or did
some sugar on me?
That's what I said.
She's
girls, girls, girls.
I said that.
Pie.
Yeah, cherry pie.
There's got to be a rap song.
American
in
Woman.
There.
American Woman's one.
There's got to be a hip hop song.
Yeah, I'm in love with a stripper.
Okay.
Apple bottom jeans.
I know apple bottom jeans, but I don't know. I'm in love with a stripper.
Well, did you or did you not say? I thought strippers had an ass and tits.
Yeah. They
what does
do,
she
right?
just have personality? Well, what's her? I don't
she
know.
Had an amazing personality.
She pays the rent on time. That's her gig.
She looked like an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you hesitant to say that a black person looks like another black, that they look alike? Are you hesitant to bring that
yes.
up?
Yes.
No.
So there is a server at the Orlando Improv. He looked like this guy I know, Melvin, this comic. He looked like him so much, I really honestly thought it was him for a second. And then I realized, no, it's just this guy's probably 10 years younger than Melvin. But I think they look like they're brothers. Like they're so I say to the white server and black server, I said, do you think that guy looks like my friend? And the white girl was like, yeah. The black guy was like, not at all. And I'm like, how can it be not at all? Like
not at all. It's just not really.
But it was like.
Was he trying to make you feel bad?
No, he was just not at all. It's just he didn't see it at all. So I don't know.
They have just different radar.
Did you say he also looks like LeBron James and Steve Urkel?
Katie doesn't know the difference between Chris Rock and Chris Tucker.
Yeah, you missed
that.
It's
the same to me. Are they not the same?
I don't have headphones on.
Okay.
What? Oh, you can't hear Robbie.
No.
That's right. She didn't know the difference between... She confused Chris Rock and Chris Tucker. She said Chris Rock was in the Friday movies.
Hey, did
wait to add to that story.
Did I tell you that Robbie is continually pressuring us about dogs? It's still happening.
You'd be very proud of Katie because this is what happened, Joe. Katie mentioned they went to the shelter.
Three shelters.
And Robbie goes, what time?
I pulled a Joe Robinson.
Because he's already acting as if the time they went was wrong.
Yeah,
And then she says 11:30. And he goes, you got to get there at 10.
They started at 10. I go, you don't know when they started.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
It's different at every single place.
He wants to pass judgment, but he doesn't know. By the way, did she tell you we changed Clear the Shelter Day to International Pit Bull Day?
I know. I sure did.
Maybe you just got to get a pit bull. That's what people want.
Hey, I did like a mixed pit bull mix, but we're not allowed to get a pit bull, but it was a half Shar Pei, half pit bull, and I did like it very much.
It was like 9 years old.
Yeah. It'll be dead soon.
Well, so will
it
you.
It only killed two right. kids in the end.
I already let you in the house. Yeah, I'd rather just keep out the other one.
You liked old
die.
Things. Jeff Bridges, me, and this dog.
So we talked about how we think that you're trying to show that you love the Ravens so much by just talking up Joe Flacco and just being so
overcompensating.
Positive.
So what else am I going to talk about?
Well, you don't have to say, and I quote, I'm not saying he's not elite. Like, you can say that he's not elite. I think that's safe to say that at this point.
But that's
I was
a Joe
saying that he wasn't elite.
Listen, that's a
I'm not saying it.
I promise you that's a Joe Robinson way of saying he's not elite.
No, that wasn't it. I was saying...
No, I'm not offended by it.
No,
I don't think he's elite, but I'm saying...
Well, he's not. But what I was basically saying is I'm not going to enter into that conversation.
Right.
But I did... I thought I alluded to the fact that I might think he was elite, which, by the way, I don't.
Yes, you alluded to
that. Well, by the way, he's not.
Right, but you act as if your mind was open to the idea that he could be elite.
Well, what I said was that he could win a Super Bowl, but you don't think he can even do that.
Well,
But you
not
mean
today.
Current. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
If you protect
I don't think he can win a Super Bowl.
If you protect him, he can.
You're His arm that. Is unbelievable.
If you're saying he's a quarterback of the Eagles last year, they can't win the Super Bowl?
No.
Yeah, but
if you're
throwing the ball and have no one to throw to, it doesn't matter how good your arm is.
He's behind the Eagles line and that offense, then yeah, he would have just as good a shot as Nick Foles at winning the Super Bowl. You're saying Nick Foles is better than Joe Flacco?
I'm
Why would they just go and trade for Nick Foles?
The team got to that level with Wentz, and then when Foles came in, they were a machine. And Foles sort of played out of his ass for like, you know, the Atlanta had them beat. They had four plays from the 5-yard line to win the game. They didn't do it. So, and they could easily been out in that
game.
Yeah,
but with quarterback position, you can't just throw it in cruise control and let the rest of the team do it. You have to make plays. Foles did great.
Yeah, yes. Well, he's had the most. He was the highest scoring Super Bowl ever. And the most yards in any Super Bowl, so obviously.
Yeah, but Trent Dilfer is proof that I guess you don't need an incredible quarterback to win.
No, but that was my point. And Flacco was a hell of a lot better than Trent Dilfer.
Right.
And yeah, but that was my point is that if you protect Flacco, I really mean this. I mean, I believe this. If you protect him, then he can win a Super Bowl. Look, last year he was throwing to Mike Wallace and Jeremy Maclin. I think Jeremy Maclin had a touchdown in the first game. He never had another one.
Okay, well, who couldn't win a Super Bowl by your definition?
Robert Griffin III.
Does anyone care about what we're talking about?
No, but it sounds like you're saying every NFL starter could win a Super Bowl if they get protection.
No, I'm saying that Joe Flacco, a guy who's won it before and has one of the strongest arms in the history of the league, could.
So Eli Manning could?
Yeah.
Jameis Winston? Marcus Mariota?
I hate Jameis Winston.
Marcus Mariota, yes.
Oh, I think Marcus Mariota for sure.
Robbie's loving
this. So there's
this.
Probably there's only three or four guys that couldn't. That are starting.
Yeah, whoever the quarterback for the Browns is.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield.
Robbie's hating this. How was the pregame? How did it go?
You know what? It was my worst pregame of the year.
You were concerned about the show that me and Katie were going to screw up the Robin Joe show?
No, I wasn't worried about that. It's the radio stuff. It's the front selling of the next thing that I'm awkward at it.
I thought you sounded fine.
I bet you're not.
Hey, Robbie, can we play the song again for Joe?
Can we do it after the show?
Yeah, we can do it after the show. Robbie, he debuted a brand new theme song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I mean, it was a total surprise.
Is it that song he wanted it to be?
No, it's a new, he totally knew everything.
Now that you're here, can I ask you a question about something from before?
Yeah.
Are you cool with the butler at the bachelorette
party?
No,
I'm not cool with the butler.
Why?
Would you be?
Yeah. I mean, no, not for, for her, yeah. But not for my fiance. No, I wouldn't
be. No, of course not. Nobody would be okay with a guy with a giant cock walking around
ironing.
Yes.
How do you know he has a giant cock?
Well, why else would he do that if he's hung like me? He's not going to. By the way, it's also not real. I mean, not that the butler
he's
isn't
still
real, but
that dick is real. Naked.
No, no. My point is that the idea of there being a butler was.
Oh, that, no, that was real. The fact that he's completely naked was the only thing that wasn't real.
What's he going to be wearing?
A thong.
Nah, I still don't like it, but I can live with it.
$10,000 to have Restivo be the butler.
Oh, my God.
For $10,000?
For $10,000, I'd do it. I'd make him do the gayest stuff.
I
would make him do the gayest stuff.
Cards Against Humanity is taking submissions. Chris sent some in. I want to try to get him to send them to us, and so that we can read them on there. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
What else is a great idea is the chat room will take over the show. That's coming up. What's the date on that, Robbie?
Labor Day, September 3rd.
September 3rd, the chat room produces the show, the topics. We ask questions, you get whatever. It's all, we show up with nothing. You guys take over September 3rd. September 8th, actually 7th and 8th, we can do, it's a combination weekend at McGoobie's. Stand up Friday night, two shows, Justin Slago, Joe Robinson, Eric Woodworth. And then Saturday night, two shows, Back to the 80s, Murder Mystery, McGoobies.com, DieLaughingProductions.com. I haven't got word from Oscar yet if we can announce something, but when the TMOS guys get back on next week on Monday, we can start talking about
exciting
Vegas. Yeah, so we'll just leave it at that, but
buy your tickets,
but just don't have any plans for Saturday night.
Yeah, the next night.
How about that?
Can we bribe people to come?
I think they're gonna want, when they hear this, I'm pretty sure they're gonna want to come.
Yeah, they're gonna, I think they're
I
gonna
will personally
have to
make out with each and every one of you that comes out.
Wow. Jeez, I'd rather there be a butler.
Thank you, Katie. It was awesome sharing the room with you until Joe showed up.
Yeah, does anyone not want Joe to come back?
God, I mean, I think it was my most fun show we've had in years, I think. But we'll be back next week, as usual. Thank you, guys, and get those McGoobies tickets. We need to crush it that weekend. September 7th and 8th, McGoobies.com. Later.
Later. That's what Joe always says. Later.